Today, there are 5 quick tips I want to get into about how to ultimately live your best life. That's what Stage of Strength is all about. That's what this channel is for. How do we live our best lives by finding freedom, finding magic? How do we do that? The quickest way to finding success is finding alignment. So let's get into how you find alignment and keep doing that till you find success, because you surely will when you are on the right path. And I'm going to talk about this path a little bit, because path is a very general word. Path is purpose. There's a nuance in purpose, but it's still like a closely related experience of life, right? So path, purpose, destiny, keep in mind, and not fate. There is a difference, and the biggest difference between destiny and fate is that destiny is created. I believe that two of the greatest gifts that God has given us is free will and energy. With those two things, man, we can do whatever we want to. And can't we see that being done? People are doing things. People are doing fantastic things. People are doing horrible things. It's all things, and we're capable of it much more than like we even know, because science has shown it. Yeah, like we're using just a small percentage of our brains, and even less people are using an even smaller percentage of their soul capacity, of their soul power. A lot of us are disempowered and fearful and weak and controlled, barely conscious. And, well, I'm happy to have you here on this journey, because if you're listening, it means you are on your own path too, and our paths all coincide. We're all messengers for each other. We are the same part of the energetic blueprints and makeup of the universe, and everything in the universe is supposed to be there interacting with each other, because it is no different from everything else. How fantastic is that? And as usual, I'm recording this outside, so background noises and things. I hope you guys, well, there are no birds today. Sometimes you guys get to hear the birds. There are no birds today. They're all busy cozying up somewhere, because it's been a rainy day and things. So they're chilling, but I'm sure some will come by sometime. Back to topic. 5 tips on finding alignment so that you get to truly find a holistic success. So success can like be in terms of maybe a singular goal or the grand scheme of your life. Either way, like it's part of alignment, right? And that's why I said it can be a goal, because you can just work towards like a certain thing, especially if you are new in trying to unlearn certain patterns and conditioning of how you must live life or how you must find success. And the reason I want to give these tips on alignment and finding success is because it's easier. It's so much easier, because all the tips I'm going to give are tailored to you. You don't have to use someone else's blueprint. Yes, we're all the same, but we're also unique snowflakes, as the cliche goes. And because we've been made to be who we are, in order to like fit into the highest expression of ourselves, we have to let go of the things that are not allowing us stay in that highest state, or even just find and exist within that highest reflection of ourselves. We all have infinite potential. This is everybody. You have been born, you have this potential. And we're taught how to not use a lot of this potential. And we're taught we have to fit certain shapes. But you're you, so you have to do you. Right? You actually have to do you. Doing you is going to be easy, because all you have to do is do you. You don't have to worry. You don't have to use your thinking mind so much. You can use your intuition. And your intuition is the shortest cut to creating destiny. So I forgot this. I was talking about how there's a nuance between destiny and fate. And the difference for me is that destiny is created, and fate is passive. Fate is a blueprint or a collection of standard consequences. That's what faith is. And the thing about this is that the consequences I speak of course, there are good and bad consequences, and this applies in destiny too. But destiny is a controlled one where you are actively choosing things or situations or people or, you know, any kind of decisions. You're choosing them and knowing the consequences you're choosing. You're not, like, letting it just happen to you. So with destiny, it's more intentional. And with fate, it is passive. It's just very basic, to be honest. It's like, okay, well, this is what you're letting happen to you. So, of course, this is what is going to happen. And this is a very funny explanation, because the same could be said about destiny. But it is that energy of exerting your power. Like I said, our greatest gifts, energy and free will, man. You have the power to choose what you want. We all have this innate setup in us to be able to be ourselves. That's how you find the magic. So, lest this get any longer, let's get into the 5 tips. The first tip is to identify yourself and find or give meaning to life. So this is an important step, and depending on where you are at in your journey of life, this can happen in 3 different levels. I have an episode where I talk about the psychology of awareness, and you can start there by knowing yourself on a more psychological and mental level, learning things like your personality type, and I talk more about this and different personality types that I find to be most useful right now, and you can go and check that out. And yes, you start on that level where it's a very mental awareness of it, or maybe you are in the most esoteric side of things and you'd want to be checking things like astrology and human design and, of course, developing your own spiritual practice, realizing how you're not really separate from God, right? It's an illusion. So that connection with God, with spirit, creator, divine essence, like, these are the different ways you identify yourself, right? So people often think that finding themselves and finding God is different. No. It's not. It's the same thing, because there's no separation. It's an illusion, right? So you find yourself, you find God, you find God, you find yourself. And this should not be mistaken for, like, choosing to be born again on a whim, or just choosing, okay, I'm going to be better, I'm going to find God now. No, it is an actual experience of the God spirit, and recognizing that spirit is in you. That spirit is a reflection only. We reflect God and God reflects us. It's the divine. Everything we see, everything that has been created is a reflection of the creator. Do you see? So you identify yourself and you find or give meaning to life. And I put both find and giving in this tip because I don't think they're too different. I don't think they're too different. And with this path, know that in the path of evolution, ascension, you're always going to keep moving up, right? That is why it is called ascension. So yes, you may have risen up, but there's still more to rise. You can't stop rising. So there's always more to, like, learn and experience and embody. So truly just doing that, being in that energy. So tip number 2, choosing to commit to a lifetime of growth. And this is a tip that I love to hammer on, because when I understood this, it really helped click for me. Like, a lot of things just clicked for me, right? Like, I don't have to be perfect now because I'm going to die one day. So I'm not seeking to be perfect. I'm seeking to keep getting better. Perfection is an endpoint. It's a destination. And we all know that doesn't exist, right, guys? We all know it. Like, even the people that are perfectionists, they're like, yeah, I know things can't be perfect, but I'm just trying to make them perfect. We all know it. So instead of focusing on that destination, again, as the cliche goes, it's about the journey, baby. So committing to this journey of a lifetime, saying that for the rest of my life, I am committed to finding ascension, to identifying myself and like expressing that in its fullness, because I know that expressing that in its fullness is expressing God, expressing the Creator in the Creator's fullness. We are a divine reflection, so we need to unlearn the things that make us not that. So choose to commit to that. And a commitment, like, I say commitment, and this word is in underline and bold, people. It is in underline and bold because it is a full choice. It is a signature, an energetic signature. It is a contract. It's like this, and to be honest, to do this tip, you have to have integrity. You have to mean it, right? So I do not say the word commitment lightly. And if you think you're just going to say, okay, yeah, I commit to this. All right, whatever. No, that's not the energy to go with. And know that your commitment is not something that, if like you feel like the commitment is something that is going to drain you, something that is going to like just be annoying and it has to be a tax, then I would say it's two things. You're either not ready for commitment or you're thinking of commitment in the wrong way. So keep in mind that this commitment is to be the highest reflection of God, because doing that is how we get to alignment, right? So if you think that being your best self is going to be hard, then you don't know who your best self is, because your best self feels good. It feels fucking amazing. It feels juicy. It's like, yeah, this is me, man. You know, it's a fantastic feeling. It is powerful. It is like the sun and the moon existing so powerfully. Just being in all its glory and magnificence. So if you have those feelings, I would encourage like doing some inner work and finding tools that help you understand why it is that you feel that way, and you can deal with those issues. So that's something to keep in mind. Tip number three, giving yourself grace when you fall. Okay, so this is another tip I like to hammer on because it's just as important as all the other tips, to be honest. And is one that we tend to forget. And I know that we tend to forget this because for most of us, we truly are our own harshest critics. A lot of us tend to be very, very, very hard on ourselves. There was a point in my life where I was so stressed out. And after doing like hours of journaling, I went back and like read my entries and I realized nobody was stressing me. Nobody was putting that pressure on me. I was putting it on myself. And because it was part of my story to think that people were putting pressure on me, I was making it so in my head. And I was like, what? No, I had to decide, like, yeah, this is bullshit, man. This is bullshit. I'm not doing this again. So you give yourself grace. And what does grace look like? It means that when you know that you've actively fucked something up, you've done something that you're not supposed to, or you didn't do something, or you haven't been doing something, or you're just feeling funky, right? You feel funky and you're not doing anything about it. And the bad type of funky, not like the cool glasses type. It can look like so many different things. Like the situation depends. But just being able to not do or be the thing that you're supposed to be doing or being And that being okay, that not being the end of the world, that's being like, okay, yes, you've messed up, but try again. Remember, free will and energy is our greatest gift. And the bonus tip, and this is a very, very like ding ding tip, never linger too long in the fall. Because yes, I'm saying like give yourself grace, like yes, you've messed up, it's okay, like it's fine, choose that, but don't be now staying there forever, don't mope forever, don't pity yourself forever, don't make yourself too comfortable in the fact that you've messed up. What's the Bible passage? Should we continue to sin that grace may abound? No, definitely not. Definitely not. Like minutes, in hours, in weeks, in months. And for some things, I would say even years, even though, you know, try to avoid that if you can. Because that's a deeper energy. But yeah, you can be hurt for however long. You're a human being, right? So your reaction to that versus a sustained lingering. And that's why I said, like, if it takes years, that's more of a sustained lingering. But I understand that, like, you know, situations are very different. So I really don't want to generalize at this point. Remember, the topic is how to find alignment, the quickest way to success. So you have to put that context into what I say about this reactory and sustained lingering. So a sustained lingering is staying put even when you're past the reaction. Because sometimes you talk to hurt people and it's like, oh, this happened to them, and you empathize with them, like, whoa, this is a horrible thing, like I probably wouldn't have been able to survive that if I was the one that experienced this. Is a horrible thing, but so what, right? But so what? We're all experiencing these things. We're all experiencing life. No one is spared the ups and downs, right? So that's not an excuse. And sustained lingering is a choice to keep holding on to the energy of the reaction. So that's a difference that will help guide you on this path of giving yourself grace. Then tip number 4 is choosing the practices that lead to embodiment. So this is a tip I'm not even going to get too much into, because we all know the things that we should be doing, right? We all know the things that we should be doing. We should be doing the things that cater to our trinity, our body, our mind, and our soul. And we should be doing the things that show us the path. So the Trinity one, are you taking care of yourself physically, mentally, spiritually? You gotta do that. And like, it's so different for everybody and like what stage they're at in their journey of life and things like that. So that's why I don't even want to get into it, because you already know the things. Like if right now we're having a conversation and you're like, oh, these are your biggest problems in life. And I ask you, okay, so what do you think, or where do you think you can start dealing with those things? You're gonna have an answer for me. If you say you don't, I'll say that's not true. And then you get to think about it and realize, okay, well, like on this level, I can do this. On this level, I can do that. We all already know the things that are good for us and healthy for us and that we should be doing. So do that. And then choosing the things that show you the path. So the path is like, that's tip number one. We're going back to tip number one, that identification of self and how to like reflect God by expressing yourself the most. That is one of the things that, I mean, you choose, shows the path. So what are the things you're drawn to? What are the things you're curious about? What are your passions? What do you enjoy doing? What are the things that make you feel good? Those are the things that lead you to how you can actually live your best life, right? These are part of things you identify in tip one. And like you, there are natural things that you do to be able to like grow in that arena. So you keep on doing that, because the path is like the easiest way for you to live your life. You find a lot of successful people, and when you find happy, successful people, they have like certain things in common. And it is that they're just doing what they want to do. They're doing what they feel called to do. They're doing what makes them feel powerful. They're doing what makes them feel like they're giving and receiving love. They're doing what lights them up in their core. And that energy sustains them to keep on going, to keep on ascending. We talked of ascension earlier, right? These are the things, these are the energies that really take you higher. So this is the path. This is the path that leads you to success. And that's why, like I said, it doesn't even matter what that is. This is it's a universal blueprint. So let's utilize the energies that we have. We have these energies in our mental scape, in our physical scape, and in our soul scape. All these different aspects of us, these realities are all different and they're the same. So we are actively working with all of them, right? The reality we see is not the reality that exists alone. The reality we think is not the only one that exists. The reality that we feel is not the only one that exists. All of these, like, they're here, and all of them is us, right? So being human is very, very interesting and complicated, but so simple. And it's because we are in perfect design. Technology, nature rather, is... Nature is the perfect technology. It's flawless design. That is us. So it's very interesting stuff. And, you know, it's easy to hate on human beings. Me, I do it a lot because human beings can be the worst. People can be the worst. I can be the worst. I am the worst a lot of times. And, like, it's just like, whoa, all of this is the human experience, the human condition, ladies and gentlemen. On to the last tip. Tip number 5 is following the path intuitively and living your best life, right? And this isn't as much a tip as a result. A result of all the other tips. You just keep doing more of the same thing. You keep doing more of the same thing. And it's so fantastic. There's this saying that how you do one thing is how you do everything. And I think for the most part, it's very true. So you get to, like, live and find your best life again and again and again. You get to experience God in bigger ways again and again and again and again. You get to experience love and joy and peace and power and sound mind and again and again and again and again. And it is super, super duper stuff. Ladies and gentlemen, this has been a fantastic episode with you. And check out my Instagram page. And yeah. Oh, give me a rating too. Yes, please give me a rating if you can. I would love to have, like, your stars and your comments and all that. And I can't wait to see you next time. Goodbye, people.